It is Tuesday morning. We check in with the city of Bloomington and the Bloomington City Council. And the parliamentarian is our good friend Tim Mayer. Tim, good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good, except for that snow forecast.
I mean, can you believe it? We don't have a forecast like that one day in February, but here we are, and we can't even get halfway through. Well, I guess the beginning of March would make more sense than the end of March, but that just came out of the blue. That wasn't sticking around. And if you've seen any of the Indianapolis news, I haven't. Somebody sent me this on Twitter. The Indianapolis forecasters, some of the local news guys up there or meteorologists or whatever, they're 7 to 9 inches.
No.
Oh, I promise you. There's graphics right. Going around on Twitter on that. These European models and everything else. Now, look, this is 4 or 5 days away, but how horrific is to hear about that kind of
snow? We haven't used very much of our salt.
Zero. We haven't used any of it. Yeah. We had 2 days of it. That's it. But 1 to 3 inches. Wow. We'll see if it happens. I'm still a little skeptical.
Well, that'll be interesting.
It's too hot. The ground's too warm. What's it going to do?
Yeah, true.
Hit and melt, or everybody else get out your heat lamps, and we'll just make sure this that doesn't work itself.
Snowblowers.
Well, we hope not. We hope not at all. Tim, you've got a busy everything. It's a busy time of year, as we know. Spring break will affect the meeting next week. No, you're on regular time.
Well, next week we don't meet.
Okay.
So we're busy going into this week, though. We will start up this week with tomorrow night, 6:30, Council Chambers. We'll start off with a special session for the express purpose of introducing a piece of legislation that we will hear after we convene. After we convene the special session, we will read that into the record, and then we will adjourn and reconstitute ourselves as Committee of the Whole. And that what we're reading into the record in the special session is an ordinance that's asked for by the administration to basically look at job titles and realign some of the positions within various departments, planning, city legal controller's office. And once that is read into the record, we will adjourn, and then we will, as I say, we'll come back as Committee of the Whole. And at that meeting, we will then discuss, and again, that's tomorrow evening in the council chambers after 6:30, we will talk about establishing a housing trust fund, and we will talk about the city sanitation's proposal coming forward, and then we'll come back and talk about the ordinance that I just mentioned about realigning some positions in city departments.
So, what's the genesis behind realigning those positions in the department?
Well, I think typically what happens when a position becomes vacant, the department head looks at that position and tries to find ways to either redefine it to see whether it's filling the mission of the department or whether it needs to be realigned or readjusted. And so that, I think that's what's going on.
Tim, will any of this mean changes in the amount of money these positions get?
In some cases it will go up, and in some cases it will go down. So I believe in the controller's office they had a position advertised, and they could not get a qualified person at the salary level they were looking at. So I think they're going to raise that salary level up. But then in the planning department, I think there's a position that they want to take down a grade because they don't feel the need for that level of expertise. So,
will that mean that that person, the incumbent in that position, will get less money or more money?
No. That never. Okay. I believe that never affects.
So it'll be the next person that's hired for that.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. Yeah.
Okay. Now on the sanitation thing, we saw over the weekend about the different sizes of trash containers.
And we're going to have Adam Wason join us at 8:30 this morning. So.
Oh, great.
We'll get to the bottom of that container.
There you go.
See what's in there. But what is the overall on this, Tim? Just again, this is just a retooling, a re-examination of the earlier process?
No, basically what is happening now is the mayor convened a committee to look at the sanitation, how we do our sanitation, which had already been laid out in last year's budget when we talked about the budget, 2017 budget last year in 2016. We did talk about upgrading our sanitation system, automating the trucks wherever possible, and going to a fixed fee-based type collection system. So basically what's happening, and of course Adam will be able to tell you in great detail, but basically what's happening is we're going to automated trucks, so side loader trucks in some of the areas, and back loaded but lift assisted trucks in some of the areas of the city. Depends on the area of the city where the various vehicles will work, but they will be mechanically lift the bins into the truck, as opposed to where currently today, when the sanitation truck pulls up in front of your home and you have your trash container outside, you know, a person gets off the truck, lifts that up, dumps it into the back of the truck. And we over the years, we have experienced a very high rate of injury for lifting injuries. So, you know, that affects our workman's compensation. It affects a person's life. So going to automation and automatic lifting will eliminate that position, that problem, and also the city is committed to maintaining all those employees that are currently employed. So
they won't have to worry about employing those employees if this annexation goes through. They're going to have 10,000 more people.
Well, that's true.
People to serve. Oh, you're right. We'll talk to Adam with the details on that.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's one of the goals, is to make it a better work environment for the employees that are doing that service for our community. So that's a big one. The other part of it is that the consumer will be able to specify the size of container that they want, so they can go ahead and kind of set the fee for how much it will cost. And just to give you an idea, if you were to use a 35-gallon cart size, the range there would be from $4.82 a month to $6.51 a month. And you should probably talk to Adam about that range. But what the committee has done is they have put together two scenarios, one with general fund support and one with just a complete service fee system. So, you know, if you pay if you don't use any money for the general fund, a 35-gallon pickup would cost you $9.42 a month. If you went with the general fee support, it would go, general fund support, it would cost you less, it would cost you $4.82. So I think people will gravitate towards using the general fund support for the pickup. But
the half-price option, as we like to call it?
I'm sorry?
The half-price option?
Yeah, the half-price option. But basically what the service will be that we will have a weekly pickup for trash and weekly pickup for recycled material and biweekly pickup for yard waste. Every home will get a 96-gallon rollout for recycled, and every home will have a choice between a 35-gallon, a 64-gallon, or a 96-gallon rollout for trash. So, you know, if you live with a big family, you can go with a larger trash size rollout container. If you're a couple or a single person living, you can go with the smaller size. So, there's a lot of detail to be looked at here, but I think it'll be beneficial in the long run. So
we're talking with Tim Mayer, a member of the Bloomington City Council. And Tim, one of the other things that's on your meeting agenda is the Housing Trust Fund.
That is correct.
What's that?
The Housing Trust Fund was established many years ago under the Allison administration, and that was money set aside. It was I don't know how to describe it exactly, but it was a fund set aside for either grants, it was either a grant or a loan situation where affordable housing, primarily driven towards affordable housing. But that process came to a point where it was no longer working, so the money was shifted into the community foundation so that it could, while it wasn't being used, it could grow in monetary value. So now, under Mayor Hamilton, he wants to reestablish that fund and take that money back from the community foundation. So and as you know, I think it was the Dunhill Apartments, there was a contribution to a fund to yet be named from the Dunhill project. So that those monies will then be put into this vehicle called the Housing Trust Fund, which will then be used for affordable housing efforts within the community.
Help me one more time then. Where does the money come from that makes up the Housing Trust Fund?
Well, the money in this case will come from money that had been set aside. And
understood, from the foundation?
Yeah.
Right.
From a while back.
But in the future, where will it come from?
And then in the future, Mayor Hamilton plans to have developers contribute to that fund as they develop. Yeah.
Okay, so it'll be a condition upon which developers will be proposing new areas and such.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Anything else on the agenda then for tomorrow?
No, it's there's two parts of the Housing Trust Fund. One is to establish the Housing Trust Fund, and the other part is to eliminate the original Housing Trust Fund. Okay. So you need two pieces of legislation, because there is an existing Housing Trust Fund, although it is, you know, just sitting there doing nothing. So we have to eliminate that one and create a new one.
Yeah, it sounds like me, Tim, sitting here doing nothing.
Exactly.
Do you have any idea how much money is in the fund that the foundation is working with right now?
You know, I don't have that in front of me.
Okay.
I'm sure it's in my packet, and I haven't, haven't come across that. Yep.
But we'll learn more about that.
Yes, we will be talking more about that,
And obviously the annexation talk is not going anywhere. Big meeting last week in Van Buren Township. Do people have an opportunity to tomorrow night's meeting at 6:30 to make their voices heard?
No, actually they will not, because tomorrow is a special session. So
gotcha.
At the very beginning, so we don't have public comment. When we come back after spring break and go into an official city council meeting, there will be opportunity for the public to speak on items not on our agenda, and annexation will not be on our agenda until after the series of meetings that occur in late March.
I always want to give people a heads up before they get over
there
and figure out, oh, geez, I picked the wrong night to walk through the rain and get into all this.
That's right. Yeah.
All right, so tomorrow night, 6:30, showtime.
That is correct.
And again,
we'll start off with special session. We'll just do that one piece of legislation, which is basically read it into the record. We will then adjourn and come back as committee of the whole.
You have big spring break plans? Are you going to sit here and watch the snow fall on the weekend, 1 to 3 inches?
No, I was going to say I'm going to sit here and watch the grass grow.
Well,
I'm not so sure I'll be able to see it.
It's going to pause for a couple of nights.
Hopping its little green head through the snow.
And all that pollen that's falling.
You know, somehow I knew intuitively that it was going to snow. I just knew it was going to snow.
Well, when it hasn't for as many days as it hasn't, you would have thought it would have been February 11th, not March 11th, but we'll see. Who knows? It could still. It's Indiana. We don't have any clue. Hey, great job as always. We appreciate it. Will we get in touch with you next week?
Probably not.
All right.
We don't have a meeting, and we've talked quite a bit. So why don't we take a little break?
All right, that's fine. Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Okay.
And we'll see. We'll see you on the 21st. How about that?
Sounds good.
All right. Oh, you know what? The meetings start on the 20th, right? The annexation meetings, they do. They run the 20th, Monday through then. Okay, so, all right, we'll make sure we get everybody caught up on all that as well.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Enjoy your little break, and we'll get caught up with you on the 21st.
Thank you. Have a good one.